Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I'm the host, Laura Reeves, and I have an exceptionally special guest for us today, Mr. Dennis Sprung, AKC President and CEO, and I'm very excited to visit with you, Dennis, and welcome.
It's a pleasure to be on Pure Dog Talk. I'm thrilled to talk to you today.
Excellent. So I am going to ask you, and no matter how wonderful you are, everybody gets to do the same thing. I'm going to ask you to give us the 411, right? Help our listeners understand your background in dogs.
Okay. Well, I started in dogs in the late 1960s in Afghan hounds, and that was fortunately still the era of large kennels. So I was able to be mentored by the most famous breeder of Afghan hounds, Sonny Shea, who went on to become my closest friend during that time. Visiting her on a constant basis over years laid a foundation that allowed me to become educated. Those were the days when Granger Kennels was located in Hicksville, Long Island, and housed over 100 dogs. So weekly, I was exposed to puppies, youngsters, adults, and veterans, as well as new litters on the ground. And it was also a time in this sport when machos played a significant role in fanciers' lives. Coming to matches as well as to point shows was another aspect of being educated from the exhibiting side of the sport. I continued with the Granger line throughout her lifetime and that of her partner and successor, Roger Reckler, who actually saved Sonny and her dogs from their most serious challenges of their lives, which was a terrible fire, coincidentally at Westminster time, that destroyed the kennel. And he allowed her to come back to a level of great achievement and regained her prominence in the dog world.
It is such an amazing story. I just visited recently with Michael Canalizo and talking about some of the stories about Sonny Shea, and it is, to me, who has only seen pictures, and for a lot of our listeners who've only ever seen pictures of some of these dogs, it is so awesome. It kind of gives me goosebumps sitting here right now. Talk to Michael Canalizo, bring this just amazing dogs forward for some of our listeners, because there's no other way to do that.
Well, she was one of a kind and a true character in the sport, loved the breeding, exhibiting, etc., and was unique in many ways, but particularly unique in that she was a breeder, owner, handler, all on her own. And Shere Khan's first best in show was Westminster in 1957.
Which is so remarkable, and I saw one of the lines about it, the Cinderella story. And I love that everybody can dream about it because of Sonny.
Exactly.
It's pretty impressive. So you spent a lot of years in dogs and came to the American Kennel Club with that mindset, and you've really had some specific goals that you wanted to achieve for the Kennel Club. So I thought maybe we could start with talking about the AKC Humane Fund, because I think this is a really important piece that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of.
Certainly. I joined the AKC in 1989 as an executive field rep after having spent 20 years in the sport. And towards the beginning of my time at AKC, I had the opportunity to propose the AKC Humane Fund to the board. This actually happened probably 10 years ago, because I believe that there was a need for an additional vehicle to work as an outreach to the public, to share the message of the canine-human bond. And we started with educational aspects and soon branched out into grant-making for parent club rescue organizations, and then with scholarships in honor of Sir John Sperling, who is a dear friend of the American Kennel Club. And the excellent idea of providing funding to domestic violence shelters that take care of women and dogs was actually the brainchild of our now executive secretary, Gina Donato, and was very quickly incorporated as a major aspect of the fund's mission. Other aspects of the fund include assistance when natural disasters strike, and dogs and humans need help. And this is accomplished more often than not in cooperation with AKC Reunite and Tom Sharp. Originally, I was chairman and president of the Humane Fund for years, and now Doug Lundgren, who's executive vice president of sports and events, has taken over those reins.
Right. And I think all of the work that the Humane Fund does is good, but I think one of the strongest things that we can do as purebred dog people is to reach out to the average dog owner. And the domestic violence funding for the shelters that take pets, I think, is such a valuable tool for that.
I agree with you, and the AKC believes that we have to do the right thing for dogs, and we do.
Dogs and their people.
Right.
So things that I think reach, again, kind of on the same theme of reaching out to the general dog-owning public, and that is the Dogney work and the AKC Museum of the Dog. And these are programs that you've really pushed for.
As far as the AKC Museum of the Dog, I really can't take any credit for its success other than having been a member of the original planning committee, which was appointed by Kitty Drury, and later I served as a board member. However, now I am deeply involved in assisting them with the museum's move back to its home in New York City after spending 31 years in its beautiful location outside of St. Louis.
I got to see it when it was in St. Louis, and it was amazing, but I think people didn't know it was there. You know, I mean, it was such an incredible resource. It really blew my mind when I saw it, but I don't know how many people knew it was there.
Not enough people knew it was there, nor did they get the number of visitors that everyone would have appreciated. However, over that period of time, the museum has flourished and is by many accounts the second finest collection of sporting art in the world.
Wow.
I'm a great believer in the museum. I know that it will serve as an expansive educational beacon for the American public as it displays the qualities and the characteristics of each breed and pays respect to the sport and our clubs. So I'm working closely with Jim Crowley and Alan Fossil to bring this about, and I give a lot of credit to the board of the museum and the AKC board. And having a location one block from Grand Central Terminal, where they have over 22 million visitors annually, that opportunity to promote purebred dogs is endless. The DOGNY initiative is an idea that I thought of actually the night following 9/11.
Wow.
And by the very next day, AKC was able to donate a much-needed and asked-for portable x-ray machine for dogs and a large quantity of supplies, and that was delivered by me right to Ground Zero, and I'll never forget it because I was on that very corner with the smoke still rising. Within a few weeks, the AKC board graciously and enthusiastically embraced my proposal for DOGNY, and with the assistance of co-chairs Ron Meniger and Karen Lefrak, we were off and running. My vision, Laura, was to have a public art exhibition and fundraising opportunity to demonstrate the American Kennel Club's gratitude to both the amateur and professional dog and handler teams that came to New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, we were able to have 112 dog statues placed throughout the city of New York over a number of months. And during that time, we experienced a number of triumphs. We had DOGNY Day at Yankee Stadium. We had tremendous publicity, including dogs painted one day on the Today Show. We rang the opening bell of NASDAQ. There was a commemorative book published, a successful licensing program, a statue placed on the Intrepid, the dedication of a bronze statue at the state capitol in Atlanta, and it concluded with a celebrity auction at Sotheby's. And in total, over this period of time, we raised and donated $3.5 million to search and rescue organizations nationwide.
How much is that dog in the window?
Okay, crew, I hear it pretty much every day now. I love Pure Dog Talk, and that makes my heart happy, because I love doing it. I started hosting Pure Dog Talk as a way to reach out to members of our community with education and resources to enable you to succeed and move forward in your goals and ambitions. and your response has been literally overwhelming. The podcast has been downloaded well over 250,000 times to date. That's incredible. All of this information is free to exhibitors around the world at the touch of a button. But here's the reality check. Money really does make the world go round, guys. So I created a special patrons group. This funding source helps cover the expenses of audio editing and website hosting and technology and like that. Patrons keep Pure Dog Talk's fountain of knowledge flowing freely. And like the NPR of dogdom, our patrons support Pure Dog Talk with monthly gifts. We even offer advertising and sponsorship opportunities that you guys may not have known about. So drop me a note, laura@puredogtalk.com, and I'll let you know how you can help share the love. Okay, goosebumps again. I'm sorry. I just think that is incredible. And it's so important for people to understand that the more that the American Kennel Club and us as just regular people can do to reach out to the public with stuff like this, it's a lot of money to help people in wherever they need search and rescue dogs.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, credit goes to our entire fancy. Springfield Kennel Club was the first to step up and sponsor a statue. Corporate America came through, Hartz Mountain, FedEx. A lot of companies came through and worked with us and cooperated with us. There was not a time reached out for assistance that we were denied any help, but our fancy was in there every step of the way. At our delegates meeting, the first donation from Hartz Mountain was for $750,000. They gave us another $500,000 afterwards because they came out with a Help a Hero toy in honor of DHGNY. And retail stores throughout America participated and supported the American Kennel Club's initiative.
Wow. That really is an impressive number. It definitely is.
I must repeat, credit belongs to everybody who participated, particularly our core constituency, our delegates, our clubs, etc.
And I think that another one of the pieces, and I didn't have it in our questions, but I know it goes back to the Humane Fund and the disaster relief, talking about the trailers. They're amazing. I mean, I've had them here in my own community.
It's a fabulous project being led by AKC Reunite, being spearheaded by Delegate Judge Patricia Lawrence. I mean, it is something that is emotional, but more than that, it is something that is needed. The AKC family is providing what is necessary to save dogs throughout this nation. Everybody should be very proud.
I 100% agree. It's a program I've been slightly involved with for my local club and my national club, and it's pretty impressive. So we've talked some about these initiatives. You started as president and CEO in 2003. Is that correct?
You are correct, Laura.
Amazingly, I did my research.
And you did it correctly.
There's been a lot of change, right, in these last 15 years.
That's correct.
The fancy, the sport, the world, the purebred dog community. Let's talk a little bit about what we, all of us, you and me, can do moving forward.
Okay. I think one of the most important things we can do is to not only look inwards, but to look outwards. We need to focus on our core constituency, on our mission of registration and events. But we must also communicate with the public. We have to educate them. We have to be consistent in our messaging. We have to be transparent and continue to do the right thing. And I believe that is the track that we are on. We have a public relations and communications department led by Brandy Hunter that reaches out constantly and touches our fancy and touches the public with good messaging and honest messaging. There's many challenges out there for us to remain focused in terms of our concentration on our events and our registration. There are also many societal changes in terms of losses affecting those of us who are leaders and owners. As a result, we have a government relations department that was created and has grown significantly to now a department of 10, led by our Vice President Sheila Goff, to address these types of challenges. Over the past decades, we have also been faced with fewer quality sites. This is no longer rural America. So there's a challenge about sites being available and where to hold events, particularly confirmation shows. So what is happening is many suitable venues are being used often, which is very positive. On the other hand, we must address the fact that that means that there are a number of club territories that no longer offer point shows. As far as other concerns over the past 15 years, we have to maintain increases when we can, continue to try to achieve increases amongst our sports. And over the last 15 years, the aggregate increase in entries is 300,000 dogs. So the organization of fanciers, while we remain united in many ways, we have to continue to work together, especially in times of assistance, as we discussed with the Humane Fund and DOGNY, as well as team up with Reunite on addressing disaster relief. And a wonderful offshoot of this, of course, is the trailer project, which we currently have 67 trailers located across the nation. We have made gains, fortunately, in registration over the last couple of years. Litters have increased each year beginning in 2015, and individual registration started to increase a year before that in 2014. Another achievement is, and this is a relatively new one, is the establishment of the Club Development Department. We have seasoned employees, Glenn Lycan and Guy Fisher, who have spent their life in dogs, are now assisting clubs to evaluate their events, share ideas, best practices, etc. And we see an increasing trend overall for Bureau dogs. I started as an offshoot of an idea from the Kennel Club of England, Online Breeder Classified, which is now known as Marketplace. I began that in 2004 to assist breeders and the public in obtaining quality puppies from AKC litters. We find that if we could reach individuals prior to their purchase of a dog, we could educate them with purchasing, with training, etc., and there will be a better opportunity for that dog to live its life out in that home. Well-bred, well-trained, very important. As everyone in the sport knows, when you buy from a breeder, you are not just buying a puppy. You are actually obtaining friends for life, advisors, mentors, etc. The breeders have wonderful knowledge. So we established a department to increase consumer demand of purebred dogs. And there are a number of other initiatives under the umbrella of these ongoing ideas is the recently launched, just this past April, AKC TV.
Right.
Laura, a 24-hour-day digital network that has exceeded our expectations by making this available already in two platforms. It's on Apple TV and Roku, and garnered over 1.3 million views to date. And as I say, we're talking about initiative that is 1 month old.
Nice. And I think it's always the balancing act. As you say, core constituency, how do we continue to serve that core constituency? And how do we bring in more people? Because if the core isn't happy, the new people aren't going to stay.
You're exactly correct. We have to respect our core constituency, our clubs, our traditions. We have to understand it. We have to remain passionate. And bringing into that positive territory is the newcomer whom we must welcome. We want to sell them a good dog. We want to educate them. We want to introduce them to our events. And we want to be a friend for the life of the dog, plus when they get their next dog. The AKC is there for them. As I said earlier, we're about doing the right thing, and we do.
Absolutely. Well, Dennis, thank you very, very much for your time.
My pleasure, Laura, and just keep doing Pure Dog Talk because it's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking your time. I know you're a super busy guy, and I'll let you get back to it. So thank you.
Okay, have a great day. Good luck with the puppies.
Thanks.
The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.